All right, joining us this morning, we have Coach Travis Zoll, the Santa Fe Boys Chiefs basketball team, Class 2. How are you doing today, Coach?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good, and we appreciate you taking time out of your day and giving us your nominations and giving us an interview. So why don't you go right into the two players that you have nominated?
The first player is Truman Sleeper. He's a senior for us. He led us in scoring this year. He averaged 14.7 points a game and 6.7 rebounds a game. He had a high game of 28 points, I think, against Harrisburg. 45% shooter from three. His teammates vote him team MVP and defensive MVP. Good leader, captain, good citizen. He's in the National Honor Society. And he, really kind of was our team leader this year, kind of led us to a 17-11 record, and we finished third in conference. Our second nomination is Ben Hinds. Ben was our point guard, led our team in assists, and I think he was second in the conference in assists. He averaged 11.8 points per game, made over 50% of his shots, and Ben did a really nice job taking care of the ball for us this year. And he's also one of those kids that's a good kid and National Honor Society and good student and a good leader for us.
So if we're looking at Mr. Sleeper then, and being a senior and being a captain and reigning MVP for your team, who do you see stepping into that big role? Would it be Mr. Hinds, or do you have a few other people on your team that's going to have to step it up next year?
Well, we're going to have a big leadership void. We had three seniors this year, and they were really good leaders for us. And so statistically, I think we can replace what Truman did for us. There's not going to be one kid that's going to be able to do that. But, his biggest thing was his leadership and his maturity that he showed this year. And that's what's going to be hard to replace. We played a lot of sophomores this year. Those kids are going to be juniors next year. And they're going to have to step up their leadership roles, and they're all going to have to take on a little bit more of a scoring role. And I think, Ben's going to be more aggressive next year, definitely looking to score a little bit more, I'd assume. And we might try to get Ben off the point a little bit. But, we're not going to be able to have probably one person replace Truman, but I think we can do it by committee. And, having Ben back is going to be a big help for us.
So with the sophomores that you have, you had on the team, you have plenty of experience is what you're saying. They played plenty of varsity quarters, and it's not going to be an experience issue for you guys. It's just more about who's going to take that role forward.
Yeah, I think we're going to have 8-letter winners returning, and I think five of them have started a game at one point or another. So, again, they do have a lot of playing experience on the varsity level as far as communication and, communicating on the defensive end and leadership. They're going to have to take a big step forward there because, Truman and our seniors definitely did a nice job of that for us this year.
All right, Coach, well, we really look forward to – I know personally I've only called – I think it was a girls' game for Santa Fe, but I haven't seen you guys in the area yet or called any of those games, but I look forward to seeing you guys on the court next year.
All right, I appreciate it, and we're looking forward to next year as well.
All right, Coach, that was Coach Travis Zoll of the Santa Fe Boys Chiefs basketball team joining us on KMZU. Thank you, Coach.